Brothers and sisters, there is much unnecessary confusion about the subject of the Antichrist. Many theorized about it. Speculations about it are not justified by the overall teaching of the Bible. Some theories even misuse the term. Often, this involves ignorance of history. Sadly, some speculations apply the term Antichrist to current, past, or future political events. They even specify certain personalities or institutions. None of these speculations have anything to do with the Apostle John or the first century church of his day. The simple truth is that in the Bible, only the Apostle John uses the term Antichrist, and only in his first two epistles or letters. In plain words, he explains the meaning of Antichrist and also identifies those to whom the term is applied. There is no other mention whatsoever of Antichrist in any other part of the Bible. The Apostle John uses Antichrist three times in the second chapter of his first letter. He says, "Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they are not of us, but you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life." Brothers and sisters, the Apostle John calls his time the last hour, and he applies the term Antichrist to his own time and the situation of the church at that time. It's important to notice that he speaks of not only one Antichrist, but says, "Now many Antichrists have come." In other words, there is not one single Antichrist. There are many. He goes on to identify them. They were present among the believers. They had cunningly infiltrated that specific local church and falsely identified themselves as true believers in Christ. He says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us." It is obvious that their false identity and cunning agenda were exposed. They could no longer remain in fellowship with true Christians. Brothers and sisters, John identifies antichrists as those who deny that Jesus is the Christ. In other words, those antichrists are those who refuse to accept the fact that Jesus is the promised Messiah. He calls them liars. He says, "Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father." John's teaching is clear. those who claimed to be God's people and yet denied the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, had no true knowledge of God. In the fourth chapter of the same epistle, the first epistle of John, the Apostle John alerts God's people to be wary of such antichrists. He says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already." Then in his second letter he wrote, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is a deceiver and the Antichrist." Clearly then, there were and still are those who claim to be God's people and even say that they believe in God's promise about the coming of the Messiah, yet they deny that the divine promise has been fulfilled in Jesus. They deceive people by denying the fact that Jesus is the promised Messiah. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John twice spoke of the places which entertain such false prophets. Those falsely taught people that Jesus is not the promised true Christ, and that the true Christ was yet to come. In the second chapter of Revelation, in Jesus' letter to the church of Smyrna, and in the third chapter, in his letter to the church of Philadelphia, he called such places, places of Satan. The false claim that there is a different true Christ who is yet to come in the future is identified by John as the work of Satan. The matter is plain and simple. Antichrists are all those teachers and religious leaders at all times and in every generation who claim to be believers in God, yet deny the fact that Jesus is the one and only true promised divine Messiah Savior. Also, in the second epistle, John went on to clarify the difference between the true Christians and imposters who falsely claim to be Christian. He says, "Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son." This, of course, clarifies the picture further. Furthermore, he says in the second chapter of his first epistle, "Whoever confesses the Son has a Father also." And he says, "But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge." He adds, "I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth." So, true believers enjoy knowledge which comes from being anointed by the Holy One. Clearly, the reference here is to the blessed Holy Spirit, promised by Jesus himself to lead God's true people to the truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives true knowledge of Christ. He gave it to the Apostle John to record in his gospel. We read in the first chapter of his gospel, "No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Hallelujah.